God, I haven't heard this in years. Or this version, I should say. 952 area code, 2 for Tuesday. Cowboy Junkies in their cover of Sweet Jane. Yeah, on 2 for Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right. How you doing? 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Here till 5 a.m. Coming up at 5, it's the opening bell with Steve Grzanich. And then at 6, the great Steve Cochran. Sounding better and better every day, my main man. He'll be in at 6, the 720 WGN. So now, Esmeralda, I know that you have attended the Tuesday night movie in the park screenings.
Yeah.
In the past, because mm-hmm. we were both part of, as we've mentioned before on the air, the three of us, Dan and Esmeralda and myself, we are all in the Guinness World Book of Records.
Yes.
And Vic isn't.
No, he's not.
No. The only person on the show staff who's not in the Guinness Book of World Records. Dan, for a hacky sack line.
World's largest hacky sack circle.
World's largest hacky sack circle, which was around St. Patrick's High School. Okay. Esmeralda and I were at the same event in Grant Park about 10 years ago.
Oh, gosh. Couldn't tell you. Probably about, a little more.
I think 10, 11 years ago. Because I'm trying to think, I think it was 10 or 11 years ago. We'll have to look it up. But there was a screening of Marx Brothers' genius movie, Duck Soup.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got there early enough, you can get Groucho glasses. Go up to the front, get Groucho glasses. And at the time, they were doing it. Goodman was doing a production of Animal Crackers. And the guy who played Groucho in Animal Crackers was kind of the MC.
Mm-hmm.
And then the idea was that everybody in Grant Park, who was there, thousands of people were there, and we were going to break the record for most people wearing Groucho glasses in one place.
Yes, and we did.
And we did. We broke the record, and now we're in the record book. But I mention this because the new season, where they stopped doing movies in the park for a long time, I want to say they stopped in like 2010 or something, and then they didn't do them for a few years, and then once everything started to happen in the Millennium Park, you know, Millennium Park took off. They now have the Millennium Park Summer Film Series.
Real quick, 2009, July of 2009, you two were one of 4,436 people to wear Groucho glasses.
Wow, but there were more than 4,000 people there. I mean,
well, that's good.
4,000 of us were wearing the glasses. Over 4,000 something.
Oh, and then the.
But there were other people. It was packed that night.
And then there was the party poopers. Who did not want to participate.
Jerks.
Yeah.
So, anyway, thank you, Dan. 2009. Okay, so it wasn't, 8 years ago. Wow. It was right after I got married the second time. Still basically on my honeymoon.
Oh.
Well, we got married in May. Honeymoon lasted about 2 minutes. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
So now these are free, and I used to go, my ex and I used to go every Tuesday. It was so great. We'd go and get a blanket, a couple of lawn chairs, go down. You weren't supposed to drink, but we brought wine.
Oh.
Yeah. And we would go and we'd watch the movies, and it was great. And it's always a lot of fun. Now they do it at the Pritzker, at the J. Pritzker Pavilion, as part of the Millennium Park Summer Film Series. It's Tuesdays again. They brought it back on Tuesdays, and it's free. And that's the other thing that's great about it. It was free. Like, you can go down and see some amazing movies for free. And I remember one of the most enjoyable ones that we went to was The Odd Couple, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, one of the funniest movies ever made. And my second ex-wife, Heather, and I, when we moved in together, Heather is a clean freak, and I'm not.
Oh.
And so we saw the movie, and she had never seen The Odd Couple before. She'd never seen it before, and I'd never heard her laugh louder because she
kept pointing at you.
Just
like him.
Okay, Oscar. Thanks for taking me to the movie there, Oscar. So, but anyway, here's the thing I have about this now.
Mm-hmm.
So it starts on the season opens on June 13th, okay, and it's with the Blues Brothers, and it opens at 6:30, you know, it's part of the J. Pritzker Pavilion. It's a 201 East Randolph. It's free, and it's every Tuesday through the summer. Here's the thing. When did they start showing R-rated movies Because they never, ever did. I remember.
Yeah, there was always family friendly stuff.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I remember they put a warning when they showed. I didn't go because it was Ferris Bueller, but when they showed Ferris Bueller, they put out a big warning saying there's an adult stuff in this. They're showing a bunch of R-rated movies now, like including the Blues Brothers. The Blues Brothers is rated R.
Yeah.
And when you're walking through the park, you know what they showed?
Oh, boy.
What they showed 2 years ago, Esmeralda? As part of the park. And, you know, people are just walking by. You have your kids out. They showed Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, gosh.
Can you believe that? I mean, Jimmy Lee walking through, oh, there's Buffalo Bill tucking and dancing. Enjoy. Yeah. Like, what? What?
Are they stirring up that guy? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, right out there in the streets.
Streets.
I don't
Well, I guess kids are going to see it eventually.
Yeah. So the Blues Brothers, which is, it's mostly, the Blues Brothers is mostly for language. There's not a ton of nudity and there's not, there's, you know, there's no, you know, there's cartoon violence in it, but there's no like major violence or anything. So that's rated R. That's on June 13th. Okay, here you go for the next one. June 20th is Caddyshack.
Is there naked girls
sex,
in it?
Sex, nudity,
oh, no.
Language. Drugs?
Oh, boy.
I'm showing that in July, by the way.
Right.
But this is inside.
Yeah.
I'm not showing it on a, I'm not, you know, where people, little families can walk around and go, boobies, mommy.
That's interesting. I wonder what the guidelines are, if there are any.
I don't think that, well, listen, if they're showing Silence of the Lambs outside.
And Pritzker Pavilion, I mean, that's public.
It's public. It's free. People walking down the street.
Weird.
Hey, look at the, he's eating the fava beans with the liver. Now, this one seems more attuned to what, you know, they should be. Julie and Julia. June 27th. That's the movie about the girl who was trying to do every, played by Amy Adams, who was trying to do every recipe in Julia Roberts. Yes. Julia Roberts. Julia Child's cookbook. Wow. And Meryl Streep played Julia Child in flashbacks.
My only problem with scene like that just doesn't seem like a movie I want to go see in a park on a big old screen. I want to see like big,
yeah,
fun action zooming things. And
here's the next one is really interesting. El Norte. They're showing El Norte on July 11th. This is a 2 hour and 20 minute Spanish film. It's very, very low key. You're talking about, you know, goes like, what? It's a great film. El Norte is a great film.
Right.
But like you're saying, it's not the kind of movie like, hey, let's go out into the park and see El Norte.
And you know what, too, is, I mean, as for as much as there are speakers and they're kind of surrounding you, you can't hear anything that well. At least I couldn't.
Yeah, it depends on where you're sitting.
I wish they would have, well, and if you get there too late, you're sitting in the back.
No, that's true. You got to get there early.
I wish they would put captions on, because at least then I could. But still,
well,
yeah.
El Norte will have captions for
the, right, the entirety.
But you speak Spanish.
Yeah, so but I'm not going to hear it.
Okay.
I can hear half the
now,
things they say.
Now, here's the one for me right here. And this one, I think, Esmeralda, absolutely fits the bill for let's go to the park and sit under the stars and watch the movie. They're showing La La Land on July 18th. Perfect. Perfect movie for the park. Rated PG-13, never gets too crazy. Wonderful musical. Perfect. That's perfect. I bet it's packed that night.
Yeah.
The following week, again, network. Rated R. Sexual content. Violence. Language. That's July 25th. Again, a great film. But people walking down the street.
Yeah.
I'm as mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
And there's going to be, you know, you can't. I enjoy movies in the park, but you can't focus. Because there's people.
Well, there's.
Everyone's eating. Everyone's chatting. There's kids running around in circles.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? I mean, it's not that bad for the most part. The problem is, like, if people are drag racing down Lakeshore Drive, that's distracting.
Well, yeah. There's just, you know, people are talking. People are just hanging out. I'd rather go to the music stuff. Because that you don't have to pay attention. And this, it's almost like you want to shush people, but you're like, I'm outside. What am I going to do?
Well, I've shushed people. At the Grand Park movies.
At the movies?
Absolutely. It's a movie. You should shut up. It doesn't matter whether we're inside or outside. If you're sitting down, if you're walking through the park and you're talking, I can understand that. You're just trying, but if you're there for the
you're
event,
be there for a long time, just shushing people.
No, it's not that. It wasn't that bad around me when I would go. Well, I would tell people to shut up. That's why. I don't care where we are. If I'm in the public place with a bunch of people watching a movie, shut your mouth. I don't care where
okay.
it is. Park, movie theater, condo. I don't care. We're watching a movie. Shut up. Listen, if you can't be quiet for 2 hours, you got no business leaving your house.
Yeah, well, people don't see it as that. They see it
well,
as
they
a...
Well, they see it wrong.
They see it as a let's mingle and
that's,
oh,
no.
we're having
not
fun.
In the, not, no in the, not in the areas where I'm sitting. Trust me, if I go to any of these on a Tuesday night, sit near me. People aren't going to talk. Because I will tell them. I have told people to shut up.
What do they do?
They shut up.
Oh, wow.
You're playing around.
Do you have a big old beard?
Did I have a big old beard?
Yeah, like were you all scruffy and...
I don't remember. Maybe.
You're just like, shut up! And they get frightened. And
no, I look like angry mama. I have steam
that
shooting out
sense.
Of my head.
It makes sense that they would be quiet.
All right, we got a break. We've got a few more here to talk about for the rest of the season. But every Tuesday, starting on June 13th, and you can go to Pritzker Pavilion in Millennium Park and see inappropriate movies with your children. All right. You want to hear the rest of the schedule real quick here, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
All right. Here's the rest of the schedule for the Pritzker Pavilion Millennium Park movies. Bend It Like Beckham, August 1st.
Mm.
And then the full moon double feature of Ghost and The Shining. Shining, also a really lovely movie for the kids to see if they're strolling through the park.
Gosh.
There's that great scene where the woman...
Well, wait, do you think they'll have edited versions, like the TNT edited
no,
version?
No, it says here, rated R for strong violence, strong language. And they didn't cut anything out of Silence of the Lambs. They showed all of Silence
oh,
of the Lambs.
Man.
And by the way, if you're going that night on August 8th, prepare, get as comfortable a seat as possible, because Ghost is 2 hours and 11 minutes long, okay? The Shining is 2 hours and 24 minutes long. Enjoy a numb butt.
Yeah, unless you get one of those little chairs.
God.
Those little... They're like tiny,
yeah.
foldable chairs.
Yeah, those things. That's what we used to have. That's what we would bring, too.
I think that's the kind where you have to go Ravinia.
Yeah.
You got to Ravinia it out and bring a table, bring
yeah.
the whole meal thing. And
Hidden Figures on August 15th, The Five Heartbeats on August 22nd, and then there's a special matinee Thursday, August 24th at 10 a.m. of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. It's the 80th anniversary of that. And Princess Bride on August 29th. That one's appropriate and fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally,
mm-hmm.
to close it out, 25th anniversary screening of Wayne's World on September 5th. Dan, do we have this posted on our Facebook page?
I will make sure it is.
Okay. So if people want to get the whole schedule,
mm-hmm. yeah.
It's out there, and it starts on June 13th. And I don't think I'll be attending any of them because they're Tuesday nights, and I don't know. All right. Okay. Hey, Esmeralda. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Okay, Wild Card Wednesday tomorrow. We'll take a break, and the news is coming up next after this.